Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone.
Come on, Scott, say it.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Not gonna do it.
No.
Oh, come
in
on.
Extraordinary place.
I know. Where do we feel it in here?
Listen. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
I don't want to interrupt the goosebump moment. You know what I'm saying?
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Big old land with countless dreams, and we love it. We celebrate it right here. America first. We're proud America first, folks. Absolutely. I know it triggers people on the left.
I hope you're triggered.
Is that something when you see an eagle flying, though, you just kind of stop and watch it? Saw two of them yesterday. Stop and watch.
We have had a favorite eagle at the lake. It's always in its perch and
yep.
Come by, you know?
Oh, yeah. We have two nesting pairs.
And long story, but there was always one. And we kind of saw that as, you know, we think about somebody that had recently passed away, my father-in-law at the time, right? And then my sister-in-law passed away, and there were
mm-hmm.
there were two eagles. So now we, and of course, she lived on the same lake we're on, Kerry Coastal. And so this past year, my wife lost her mother, my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're pretty sure there'll be three eagles out there this year to give us those like moments of just
yep.
a little touch
yep.
on the shoulder that everything's
yep.
just fine.
Hummingbirds and butterflies will do the same thing.
Isn't that something? Yeah, butterflies are big for that. Yeah,
yep.
they really are. Hey, folks, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Joe Biden has got this gun control thing all figured out here last night. Against my better judgment, I listened to every word of it.
Ugh.
And I said, I want to hear how much he actually talks about the person that did this. I want to hear. And I don't know. I should listen to it again. But did anyone hear
no.
him place
no.
blame
no.
on the kid that committed the carnage?
No. No.
So am I right to deduct that this is just the latest attempt to use the murder
mm-hmm.
of children?
Yes.
And two teachers to advance the same failed policies they tried to cram down our throat in the past.
Bingo.
Is that what it was?
We have a bingo.
Isn't it obvious to
yes.
anyone that
it is.
Evil's going to find a way to do evil? Isn't that basic common sense? Can we deal with the root cause of these lost souls in our culture and what led to this? And not say, well, magazines.
No,
for God's sake, there's no... Pardon my French.
How many times did he say the Lord's name in there, too?
Thank you. It's on the Ten Commandments. Maybe
yeah.
maybe his school, they took the Ten Commandments out, too. Because, you know, look, do not use the Lord's name in vain. If you're saying for God's sake for a political reason, I shouldn't even be saying it now to repeat what he's saying. That's common sense right there in the Ten Commandments. My goodness. And I realize everybody does it every now and then. You slip here and there. This guy has it written into a speech. Oh, my God.
It's a crutch phrase he says all the time. By the way, Casey, this is the speech. Here it is.
And I'm going to get the guns.
So there you go.
Thank you very much. Kevin has a little more of it as well. Let's see if we hear him.
Okay.
The Second Amendment, like all other rights, is not absolute.
Yeah, it is.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
What's an assault weapon, Joe?
And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
Then nobody will shoot anybody?
Strengthen background checks. Enact safe storage law and red flag laws. Repeal the immunity that protects gun manufacturers from liability.
Here we go.
Address the mental health crisis, deepening the trauma of gun violence and as a consequence of that violence.
Waiting.
Yeah,
I didn't hear anything on blaming the kid that committed the carnage.
enough. My God. Oh. The fact that the majority of the Senate Republicans don't want any of these proposals even to be debated or come up for a vote.
Wow.
I find unconscionable.
We've been debated.
Meet the moment. Let us finally do something.
Yeah, do something. By the way, you know, they always claim they're not coming for the guns. We're not coming for the guns. We understand the sportsmen out there, whatever.
Not
the immunity
yet, but
thing?
Give it time.
Well, the immunity deal?
Yeah.
They'll come for the guns because there will be no manufacturers
right
of guns.
Here, that's
repeal the immunity that protects gun manufacturers from liability.
So what about the baseball, hammer, knife manufacturers? We got to go to auto manufacturers because they run down people in parades with cars and vans.
Yeah,
spoons made me fat. We got to get them.
That's the stupidest idea on the planet Earth. It really is.
More people are killed around the globe with hammers than they are with guns. So what about, you know, hammer and screwdriver companies?
Friday.
Rock manufacturers, I mean, Cain killed Abel, right?
These are valid questions.
Yep, you're exactly right. Texter says, how many kids are killed by drunk drivers, banned booze and guns?
Oh, there you go.
Again, the individual responsible for these things. You have a great analogy on this, Kevin.
I saw a story this morning. Todd, you probably may have saw this, the out in Idaho by Boise. Two wolves got into a flock of sheep and didn't consume any of them because the sheep were so scared they ran over a small cliff into a ravine and smothered. They were basically piled on top of each other. They leapt into this ravine, couldn't get out, and all the sheep suffocated. No, not one sheep was consumed. Just from the fear of the two bad wolves that were among the flock, the sheep leapt off this cliff. But there was a fence and there was a gate. But the bad wolves didn't pay any attention to this fence and the gate and any signs that were up saying no bad wolves allowed. The bad wolves do what bad wolves do. And the only way you stop a bad wolf is have a good wolf there with bigger teeth. And that's it. Or the sheep go over the cliff and every one of them dies.
Wrap your mind around that.
That was kind of an analogy. I saw that this morning. I thought, man,
that's epic.
The big bad wolf comes to blow the door down. You better be ready.
Amen. Telephone numbers for you to join us today on the program. We have a busy one today. Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here for a full hour next hour. So get ready to call us, 701-258-0550. Also, you can text us at 701-237-1590. Yesterday, I was at Spiritwood, North Dakota, for the groundbreaking of the Green Bison Soy Processing Facility. 150,000 bushel per day capacity, per day, of local soybeans going to go into this plant. And, of course, they crank out about 600 million pounds per year of refined soybean oil when they get this open in the fall of 2023. They'll be using soybeans from fall of 2023, about a $350 million project. This is and a great example of what ag and energy can do together. It's phenomenal. Governor Doug Burgum, Senator John Hoeven, the president of ADM, senior vice president of Marathon, will join us on the program today to talk about that big day coming up here in just a little bit. Larry and Mandan, let's get you in here on What's on Your Mind. Larry, go ahead.
Good morning. Say, I'd like to make 2 points on this gun control. First off, is I heard on the radio that Seattle is no longer going to investigate rapes because they don't have the manpower in the police department. I wonder how they acquired that problem. And it should be a wake-up call for every female out there to go get themselves a handgun and get a concealed carry permit, because the only way they're going to gain justice or any protection is doing it themselves. As bad as that sounds, that's the only thing the bad guys understand. And then on this school shootings, It don't take a rocket scientist to know that if we arm our teachers that want to be armed and we leave a former military or former law enforcement officer standing at the front of the school, it's only an 8-9 hour job with a, as they call it, an assault weapon, just basically a semi-automatic. I think we could cut those instances way down of these school shootings and the rapes in Seattle and that.
Thanks for sharing your 2 cents, Larry. I'm going to get Monty in here before the break. In Tioga, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go. Got a minute.
I am very upset with this idea of changing the ownership of gun when our young men can be drafted into the military, be killed within 8 weeks of being drafted in, and never, never are we in this country supposed to stand up for this kind of stuff.
Did you see what Joe Biden said last night, Monty? He said, well, the difference is in the military, they're trained. They have all of this training here, so that's why it should not change. Did that persuade you at all?
No, it don't persuade me a bit because I am a former military person. I don't believe in this crap at all. And
how many teachers do we have that are active Guard members right now?
We lost you there, Monty, but appreciate the call.
There's plenty.
Here's the deal. You got to say what would have been different. And, again, it's assuming they aren't going to find some other way to commit their evil ways.
Exactly. What can we fix now?
Come on.
Right now.
Yes. I mean, more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th. In Bismarck.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pequitch in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pequitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, fine sponsor of this program. A whole new way to feel great inside and out is here with their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, the Hockett Ozone Sauna. Get an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Swanson Hyperbarics. .com. Senator John Hoeven, what's the headline on yesterday?
This is an ag energy park. It's you know, nationally significant. If you go to these other states like Iowa, Nebraska, Indiana, they have these big ag energy parks that create all kind of opportunities for their farmers and others across the state. Now we are rivaling what they're doing. This has been a dream for a long time to make this happen. And this is $350 million investment today, but there's going to be a lot more. And so this is a big deal. But it's about creating our own future, right, in agriculture and in energy. We are a powerhouse in both. This is the kind of thing that drives us forward. And it's good for the country.
What does it take to get something like this done? I know with Marathon and also ADM, obviously the incentives in place, the tax credits. Talk a little bit about what had to be done to get this to happen.
Well, first you got to have that. That's why I mentioned our legislators. You got to have that good business environment. And then you got to have the agricultural base, which is vitally important. But then it's all these other things, getting people together, making sure that, you know, we create that opportunity here in terms of that investment environment that works for these companies, because they can go anywhere in the country, right?
More behind this? Is this the beginning? Are we in a new frontier even to take things to the next level?
No question about it. That's why I talked about this is a four-for-one, right? It's not only a market for our farmers, so they get a better price because they don't have that transportation cost to take their crop to market. The market is here. But it's also that the oil goes out to our refinery in Dickinson, keeps that plant going, makes it viable for the future. Then they partner up with a biofuel plant here, which means you use the waste steam. That's a revenue stream to keep that electric plant going here. And then also both the ethanol plant and this plant will together put the CO2 downhole here, right? And no pipeline issues on this one because they can put it downhole right on the site. So you win four different ways on this deal. But that's about North Dakotans doing things ahead of the curve, ahead of other places around the country. That's what we like. We like it when we lead the way, and that's what we're doing here.
Senator John Hoeven.
Yeah, good to see you, Scott. Thanks.
Thanks for the time. We also have Ken Campbell, who is the president of the Vegetable Oils for North America Biodiesel and Renewable Chemicals for North American Division of ADM in Jamestown yesterday. And his career started with ADM in Velva, North Dakota. That's a great story. Glad to have you.
Yeah, who would have thought? I don't know if my mom and dad would have thought it would have come so far. But, yeah, it's great to be back in the state. You know, I started my career here 25 years ago in Velva, North Dakota. And when I think about what we're doing today, you know, we're very capital disciplined. We focus on modernizing our plants. We continue to focus on modernizing our plants. But I can't remember in ADM's history that we've ever started to or greenfielded a plant designated to soybeans of this magnitude, specifically with a strategic partner like Marathon.
Why'd that happen?
Well, I think, you know, in my comments today, we saw the world in a similar view, similar lens. We were supplying them feedstock, soybean oil to their biodiesel plant in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we felt really comfortable with them as a strategic partner. And we saw the growth in renewable diesel. And we thought, well, what's possible? And then we were guided to this location by the state, and here we are, and we've got this joint venture in place, which is great. It's really changing the operating model between large petroleum companies and a big ag company like ADM, and really thinking about how we can partner together to reduce greenhouse gas reductions, lower carbon intensity, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Do you see further projects in the future like this, where the big ag and energy players come together in North Dakota?
Well, you're already seeing it with Chevron and Bunge. I think that there's going to be more of this that happening, whether it's a true JV or, you know, strategic offtake agreements. I guess the market will determine that. But in terms of what we're doing with ADM, obviously this is a $350 million capital project. We've also spent significant capital into our existing footprint where we're, you know, basically taking crude soybean oil and adding refining capacity to that to address both food demand and the fuel demand. So great structural setup, I think, in the next few years. And just, again, I think it's going to be really, really beneficial to be in the crushing business and supporting our customers in any way we can.
What will this mean for soybean farmers?
Well, I think it's going to be, as I said, it's a great option for them that we're going to be ratable demand at 150,000 bushels a day. So it's going to be a big, big beast to feed, 52.5 million bushels on an annualized basis. So the farmer has options, right? The farmer can continue to take their beans to their local elevator, or they can deliver them directly here. But I think now we've really established a primary market that gives farmers more options. And I think farmers are going to respond with probably an expansion of acres over time.
There's a project on the drawing board at Castleton that also will draw from soybean acreage. Do you see that as a concern?
I don't really see it as a concern today. Like, we welcome the competition. You know, it's 60 miles away from this location. I know that they've got some, you know, hurdles. I think that gives us one advantage, right? Again, we started this project, you know, years ago. It's not easy to get these projects done. We have a shovel-ready product that's well in flight that we're going to be online coming in the fall of 2023. So we really have first-mover advantage. And I think also, our given our track record and our reputation in the state, also gives us a competitive edge.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Dave Hepner, also here, Senior Vice President with Marathon, to talk about this momentous day where these players all came together. Describe the path that it took to get to this spot, Dave.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is part of our entire commitment to participate in the energy evolution for Marathon Petroleum. It started with our Dickinson renewable diesel plant in North Dakota, pre-treat facilities in Beatrice, Nebraska, Cincinnati, Ohio, and then this partnership with ADM. It's, you know, it's participating in the entire value chain up and down manufacturing renewable diesel for this great nation.
This doesn't happen without your commitment to take the byproduct, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have 100% offtake of this product, so it's a very symbiotic relationship with ADM. We have very similar core values, and it's a real win-win relationship.
You're talking in your remarks today about the push at Marathon for sustainable energy. It means so many different things to so many people. How would you describe it? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of our base, you know, our base business of sustainable hydrocarbon, whether it be gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, asphalt products. These are all products that the nation needs, you know, to have the life we live. And then it's evolving that into ethanol, biodiesel, renewable diesel, and some down the road sustainable aviation fuel. This will be an evolution, and we'll be there participating along the way.
Talk about that path to the jet fuel side, because there's a lot of people think North Dakota's got a lot of future in that space. You agree?
I do. I mean, jet fuel, well, let's just say alternatives for jet transportation, it's going to be a long road for hydrogen, electrification. So a drop in fuel such as sustainable aviation fuel is the answer in the prompt and in the near term. And so, but it'll take some support to get it there. But North Dakota will play a key element in that.
I want to ask you also about we're hearing from a lot of truckers, especially concerned about a shortage of DEF, which obviously comes from urea, I guess, and then becomes. Is that something Marathon is in the middle of? Are there any solutions in the pipeline?
Yeah, so we don't participate in that product. It's more of it's a niche product that's handled outside of our core business.
Got it. Anything else you want to tell us about Marathon in North Dakota?
We're proud to be a partner in North Dakota. It's a key piece of our business, from hydrocarbon refinery in Mandan to renewable diesel refinery, logistics, and we have a vast employee.
Have you heard the big news? Greta Van Susteren is back. She's joining Newsmax as host of their new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart. She asks the tough questions, and she's always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. That's why I made the switch to Newsmax, like millions of others. Make the switch, and now you can watch Greta Van Susteren. Get info about her new show by texting the word Greta to 39747. Or go to GretaIsBack.com. That is GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today to Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. And get the latest on Greta's new show by texting Greta to 39747. Newsmax, real news for real people. I watch it all the time, and you should too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An escaped Texas inmate has been killed in a shootout with police after allegedly killing a family of five in Centerville, Texas, between Dallas and Houston. The suspect was killed in Jordanton, Texas, a 45-minute drive south of San Antonio.
After a short chase and a crash, Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. 46-year-old Lopez escaped a prison transport bus last month. Walmart is opening four new distribution centers that will create 4,000 jobs. The retail giant says locations will be in Joliet, Illinois, McCoursville, Indiana, Lancaster, Texas, and Greencastle, Pennsylvania. They'll be ready to go within the next couple of years. The pay? Up to $28 an hour. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friday. PetroServe USA, some great meals. Fish and fries or chipped beef. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience in Valley City today. Pulled pork hardwood. Fried or baked chicken in West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Or mac and beef, your choice is there. The meatball sub is always good. 12th and I-29. Chef's Choice downtown today. Country fried steak in Glendon or tater tot hot dish at 45th and 9th Avenue South. In the Fargo. Tell them Scott sent you. To PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Good. Well, we're celebrating the Green Bison Soy Processing Facility grand groundbreaking yesterday in Spiritwood, North Dakota. Big dang deal, 150,000 bushels per day of soybeans. Governor Doug Burgum joins us next. Describe the day, Governor.
Well, awesome day today here in Spiritwood, North Dakota, where this is in North Dakota, this is ag and energy coming together in a way that's going to benefit all of the farmers in North Dakota. $350 million soybean crush plant. The market's now really driven by soybean oil and versus soybean meal, which is a good thing for North Dakota. And the product coming out of this plant, going across on the rail over to Dickinson, going into what was a shuttered oil refinery plant, now open again, now producing green diesel, and doing that at a profit. So this is like double value added. It's value added ag, value added energy running together. And, you know, the lineup we had here today from Kevin Kramer when he was doing economic development in the 1990s, when John Hoven was Bank of North Dakota in the 1990s, when Jack Dalrymple, Lieutenant Governor for 10 years, Governor for 6 years, all of the folks, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, this is something we've been working on. Everybody in the state's been working on this thing for, you know, more than 20 years to get to this spot where we've got this kind of synergy between ag and energy and this kind of value add. And this plant is going to be processing the equivalent of 5,000 acres of soybeans a day in North Dakota. And that may sound like a lot, but this isn't going to touch doesn't even come close to the majority of our crop. And this will probably expand the opportunity for growing beans in our state. So big, you know, big exciting opportunity today. Two great companies, ADM, Marathon Petroleum Corporation, both teaming up, both already big employers in our state, already both putting big investments in our state. ADM, you know, is in Velva and Enderlin and Grand Forks and Bismarck and Fargo already. This will bring them up to about 450 employees, but through all their things, they're buying already, you know, from farmers for their other processing lines. They put about $1 billion a year of
purchases into our state, that's with a B, $1 billion. This will take them even higher. So, again, great corporate citizens and, you know, great teamwork across our entire, you know, congressional delegation, the state, the local economic development team, the mayor here in Jamestown, Connie Ova, Al Christensen, and the whole team at Great River Energy, because this is an energy park. They're going to be able to take that steam heat off the energy thing. We had a shuttered Cargill malt plant here being fully reutilized. So it's a twofer. We're saving a shutdown malt plant, a shutdown oil refinery, both of those coming back to life, and we'll be adding even more value for all of our farmers. So super exciting day today.
You mentioned in your remarks today that, you know, some words for corporate citizens. Obviously got two mega corporate citizens in ADM and Marathon here, but North Dakota seems to be on the cusp of adding a lot more. Talk about what you want the corporate citizens of North Dakota to know.
Well, I think that we think about big corporations, sometimes they get vilified, but at the end of the day, the people that make the decisions, I've been in those boardrooms, I've, you know, spent 20 years as a corporate officer of public companies, and you've got at the end of the day, it's real people making real decisions. And if they decide we're going to put our money in North Dakota versus put it in another state or in another country, because these are both, you know, global, international thing, they're betting on the people of North Dakota. They're betting on our farmers. They're betting that we have a stable tax and regulatory environment with low regulation and a focus on innovation, which we talk about. They believe that we're going to have a legislature that's going to support them with the right kind of business environment. So they're making a choice about where that money goes, and more people are choosing North Dakota. So this is just a reinforcement of the approach that we've taken here in North Dakota for decades. Brent Sanford and I are trying to drive that forward even further and faster right now, and that's why we've got over $30 billion of opportunity like this, where people are looking at making these kinds of investments all across the state of North Dakota in value-added ag, in value-added energy.
I hear occasionally from folks who say, I wish more North Dakota companies were doing this rather than big global companies. What do you say to that, to say, obviously there's a ripple benefit for every North Dakota business when something like an ADM and Marathon project comes together, but do you think some North Dakota companies should be stepping up to some of these opportunities?
Well, I think there's great opportunities, and as a North Dakota entrepreneur myself, you say, absolutely, let's get North Dakota involved. But when you've got the ADM leader that was talking today started his career at Velva. I got a North Dakota guy working for ADM, you know, that's here leading this whole plant operation. So, again, when they're in our state employing hundreds of people, you know, spending billions of dollars, yeah, they're global, but they're also North Dakota. They have North Dakota roots. They care about the communities they work in. They care about the people that work for them. We welcome those people that are, great operators that are here, and they're bringing the capital. And then they've got access to the markets so they can get a higher value for our farmer, because we're ag and energy are global markets. You know, if you're a North Dakota-based company and you're in ag and energy, you've got to be global, because that's where your products are going to.
Talk about this from the perspective of soybean farmers and the win they'll have, and also some concern that the project's, economics are going to be threatened a little bit by the Castleman plant. I don't know if that plant's 100% green light go, but obviously there's been some concern that you're sort of shrinking the market a little bit. Will you see that as a concern?
Well, if I'm a farmer and I live halfway between Castleton and Jamestown and there's two plants, that's a good deal for farmers. Companies, corporations, your retailer on Main Street, if you're in the private sector and we believe in free markets like we do in North Dakota, that's called competition. And so, if you live a mile away from, Spiritwood, like some of the farmers are here today, I'm pretty sure they're hauling the Spiritwood. If you live a mile from a plant and where if it ends up in Castleton, ends up in another part of our state, we're growing enough soybeans to support more than one plant. So the people that are on the in-between in those origination areas where they're buying that, those folks will be the ones that'll, have a choice. They'll be checking two bids every day instead of one. And when there's competition, that's good for our farmers. And so at least from a farmer standpoint, we like that.
You think it's possible still the Castleton plant ends up somewhere else?
Well, I think that they've got to take a look at, I'm not in that boardroom, but if they're saying, hey, is this the best spot for a greenfield site? This was a brownfield site. Pretty easy decision for ADM to come in and say, hey, we can get this, cargo malt plant, the the steam heat from next door, the infrastructure, the water permitting, a welcoming community like Jamestown, pretty easy decision. When you're doing a greenfield decision, you have a lot of factors to factor in mind, and only one of those factors is the origination area. And there'll be some overlap here, but, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Cass County was number one soybean producing county in the nation. So, you know, can we support two plants? Yeah, I mean, if they were spread it out far enough, we could probably support three, but it comes back to what do you do with the soybean meal, not the soybean oil. And this is the challenge that I made to the whole group here today was I said, hey, look, you know, we're getting killed by South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa in terms of everything, poultry, dairy cattle, feedlots for you know, feeding out cattle. All of these things, we are so far behind. Hogs were basically on the map. I mean, I toured a dairy facility in eastern Washington owned by a North Dakota company, RDO, that had 36,000 milk cows. There's only 15,000 milk cows left in the state of North Dakota.
Why?
We're importing milk. Well, farmers can't aggregate the capital because we've got laws on the books that prevent farmers, unless you're a second cousin, you can't get together with your neighbor that you're unrelated to and say, hey, let's the two of us go together on a dairy operation. Let's two of us go together on a turkey operation. Let's the two of us go together on a hog operation. Let's the two of us, you know, anytime you have a soybean crush plant in Nebraska or Iowa like this, there's a cattle feedlot next to it because they're taking the soybean meal out and they're feeding it, or there's a turkey farm a mile away. Here, one of the reasons why we've waited this long to get a soybean crush plant is because we're not competitive in animal agriculture. The soybean meal is going to leave this plant and probably go to Minnesota, South Dakota, or Iowa. It's going to go someplace else because we don't have enough animals to consume it here. And that all comes back to our policies that we have around the ability to aggregate capital, and whether you want to call them corporate, you know, ban on corporate farming, but it's time for us to free up our farmers, you know, the Farm Freedom Act. It's time for us to make sure that our farmers have the same opportunity that they do in South Dakota and Iowa and Minnesota, and that is, if you're not related to each other, you can still get together in a partnership, put your capital together, because some of these animal agriculture, just to get the stock these days would cost millions, but then you got to build the barns and the facilities, and so aggregating that kind of capital, sometimes if you're a bank or an investor, you know, you might want to say that, hey, there's going to be multiple partners involved in this thing because I'm going to invest in this thing, but what if their kid doesn't want to run the dairy operation?
Final question I want to ask you before we get blown out of here. It's a windy day.
Literally blown out.
Windy day in Spiritwood.
For those listening, Scott is actually literally holding up the tent pole right now.
I don't know if I'm doing my best.
Let go of that thing because this whole thing could blow away.
What's next? What's on the horizon? What's the next time you have a shovel in your hand?
Well, we've got a lot of good things in the oven. Hopefully some of those will be cooked and ready to announce here this summer, but it's very exciting time right now for North Dakota. When there's so much interest, you know, over $30 billion of projects, real companies looking at putting that money into North Dakota. And they're coming here for all the right reasons. They're coming here because we can offer them the workforce, the infrastructure, the access to low-cost, stable energy sources, access to markets. It's just, again, a very exciting time. And a week like this where you're going to multiple announcements, Lieutenant Governor Sanford and I, it's pretty exciting to see the fruits of all the energy. And this one in particular, we had Governor Hovind, Governor Dalrymple here. We had Lieutenant Governor Wrigley here. We had Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and let me say, and Lieutenant Governor Dalrymple here. I mean, so it was a rare thing that you've got over three lieutenant governors, you count Jack twice, three governors, who all been working on this together to be able to say, hey, this is continuity, this is the leadership, this is the direction that we know that North Dakotans want to go in, and it's fun to have everybody here pushing forward, and so many people to thank. This doesn't happen without the local community, Mayor Heinrich in Jamestown, Al Christensen, Great River Energy, Connie Ova, Jamestown Stutzman Corporation, the Bank of North Dakota, the Commerce Department, soybean growers, all of the associations and grower groups. I mean, the thing about North Dakota, I mean, teaming up. I mean, we're at this announcement today, and we got our entire congressional delegation here. Now, it helps we've only got one congressman. That's harder to have 100% attendance if you're a state that's got 45 congressmen. But you take Senator Kramer, Senator Holden, Congressman Armstrong, nobody fights more energy, agriculture, and veterans. I mean, it was with them all on Memorial Day. We've got such a great team. We're all rowing in the same direction, and you know, great things are happening in North Dakota because of it.
Governor Doug Burgum, one more question for him on the progress of the pipeline taking oil, or natural gas rather, west to east when we come back.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Where everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind. One more question for Governor Doug Burgum, then we're going to check in with Action Movers and Scott Herman today. Senator Kramer, next hour. The pipeline that the legislature incentivized with $150 million, where is it at? What's the status there?
Well, one of the things that we got whacked with here is on that pipeline is inflation. I mean, it is, you know, one of the key factors. And, of course, the Biden administration policies, the driving costs up versus driving costs down. If you want to get rid of inflation, what is the thing that affects every industry? It's it's transportation. What drives transportation costs? Fuel costs. What drives fuel costs? Bad energy policy. And this administration, it's just atrocious, the policies that are in place where we're eating. And I've said it before with you, if we were doing one thing as a country, if we were selling energy to our friends and allies versus buying it from our enemies, that would solve global stability, would solve U.S. energy security, and would also help solve the inflation issue. I mean, what's happening at the price of pump is a tax on the hardest working Americans. That's tragic. And if you're trying to build a pipeline right now, cost of steel, the cost of labor, everything going up.
You think
you'll
get it done, though?
We'll get it done at some point in time, but their bids came back. These guys were looking at, just like we're looking at some DOT projects. You know, forget the 7%, 8% they talk about, which is, oh, we're holding inflation to that. They're not even comparing it to the same basket of goods as 1970 as we are today. You know, if you take that, I mean, 7% inflation, then you go try to bid a construction project right now and it comes back 20, 30, 40% higher. What's that all about? You know, so I mean, we're really there. You know, the federal government, I think, is understating the real effect of inflation right now. And I think that it's not the federal government doing a construction project. You could see really inflation killing the private sector construction, whether it's new homes and whether it's commercial retail, whatever it is, could be very, very tough the way we're hitting. And then they're going to try to fix inflation with high interest costs, which is going to be another cost on everybody. So, unfortunately, economically, this administration is taking us in the wrong direction. And one of the casualties is that East-West pipeline right now.
Thanks, Governor.
Thank you, Scott.
Governor Doug Burgum, great conversation on a great day yesterday for certainly Spiritwood, Jamestown, the entire region, but really the state. When you have more of these ag and energy partnerships, wow. And soybean farmers take a bow. You got added value, you got expanded market for local farmers, a lot of good things there happening. And once operational, wow, it'd be big time. Hey, Scott Herman is here from Action Movers, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Well, Scott, we're in the heat of our peak season for moving, so we're staying busy. We're your one-stop shop for everything moving and storage.
Local
and
in state, out of state, whatever it is, you got them covered, don't you?
That's right. We have every solution for all types of budgets. That includes also do-it-yourself moving. We have Go Minis, which are portable storage containers that we deliver right to your driveway. They're rented out by the month, and that allows you to take your time moving your items into that Go Mini. That is for a local solution only. We don't move those outside of state lines, but we do cover all of North Dakota for that. And then if you are moving within the state or out of state, we represent the number one van line in the country, which is United Van Lines. And so it's as simple as setting up an estimate. We do that virtually, or we'll come out to your home and conduct a survey to determine how much weight you're moving. And all that takes is a phone call to us or a visit to our website.
And tell us where to find that website.
Website is actionmovers.com. There's two A's in action, so it's actionmovers.com.
And you can call 566-5532, 701-566-5532. You know what I love about them? Besides being North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family-owned. Veteran-owned. I absolutely love that.
And those portable storage things for the driveway are brilliant.
Oh, it is, Scott. Brilliant. I mean, that is that's the great way to go because you can do it at your own pace.
Right.
You don't feel all this pressure, right? Great way to go.
Yeah, as far as the Go Mini containers, those do sell out. It's very common in the summer months. And so I would tell all the listeners out there, if you do plan on moving, make sure to call us the sooner the better. And that also goes if you're planning on hiring us as a full-service mover. You want to get on our schedule as soon as possible because it does fill up quickly. We don't require any deposits or down payments, so you have nothing to lose by setting up an appointment and getting on our schedule as soon as possible.
Plan ahead if you want to. Don't think you can call and say, hey, Action Movers, can you move me next week? Because they got a busy schedule. How long does that busy moving season go? I imagine the second school's done, is when it cranks up, and then how long is the busy season into the summer and fall?
Yeah, it starts early May, and it goes all the way really through end of September, and some years it goes into October.
Great place to work, too, by the way. Remember that. Find out more about just stopping by one of their offices, Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. And there's many things I love about Action Movers, but the thing they do where they actually help truckers become an owner-operator is pretty cool. So you got a Class A CDL, this is a great place to work. They have a lot of employees, been there 20, 30, 40 years, so great place to have a career and enjoy yourself working for a great family. Scott, thanks for the time today. Always appreciate our fine sponsors spending a little time with us here on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you.
Scott Herman from Action Movers. Call him at 701-566-5532, 701-566-5532, online at actionmovers.com. Two A's in action. All right, already calls waiting for Senator Kevin Cramer. We have Brian in Williston wants to talk Biden and gun control, John in Minot about Ukraine, and Tony in Rapid City on the current state of the Dakotas when we come back. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.